Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft / Locked On Browns podcast. Move over, Jeff Lloyd. I'm John Ledyard from thedraftnetwork.com, along with Trevor Sikkema, also from thedraftnetwork.com. Lifelong Browns fans who have suffered through many a losing season and treacherous time, but here we are, Trevor, emerged on the other side, and boy, does it feel good to be... have gone through what we've gone through to get to this point in our journey as fans. The struggle was real, but got my Browns sippy cup. It's literally the only orange thing in my house, so just decided to shoot my shot. And I don't know how little kids drink from these, but yeah, if you're on the podcast, if you're listening to the podcast,
probably because they've got
right
tiny
now,
mouths.
Can't see me. Got this orange sippy cup.
Yeah, I've got my Christmas hat on because it's Christmas in our Cleveland.
Amen, brother.
Celebrating the true Christmas right now with Odell Beckham Jr. And, you know, like you said, you know, we've been through a lot as Browns fans. It was tough.
Right.
You know, not winning a game with Hugh Jackson. And then Hugh Jackson coming back to win just one game. Really overcome a lot of himself to win that one game. I mean, we were proud of him, but it was still hard. Now we're here. We're on the other side. Baker Mayfield's the quarterback. Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, David Njoku, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. Joe Thomas is coming back. I don't know if that's true, but it might be true.
Mike Renner was talking about it.
Listen, if Jason Witten can come back,
he's not that
Joe
old.
Thomas can come back.
But here's the thing. Joe Thomas lost like 80 pounds.
That's fine, dude. Imagine telling somebody, hey, you got to gain 80 pounds. All right, I'm in.
He's still better than Greg Robinson, right?
No question. No question.
So. Did better than Desmond Harrison was last year. I mean, let's talk about the Browns seriously for a second because we've got a million questions we got to get to, too, and we will get to these guys. And by the way, let us know if Le'Veon does anything while we're on the podcast. Not that we care that much, but we still care. We just want to see the numbers. That's what we're here for. We're here to get the takes off. Okay, so they get Odell. Obviously, unbelievable move. Let's talk about the compensation for a second. A first... the 17th overall pick, third pick that was a third round pick. It was the second third rounder. I think it was a comp pick. It was like 96, I think. 95.
So they didn't even get the better third rounder.
No, they didn't get the better third rounder.
Dave Gettleman sucks.
Jabril Peppers. Okay, but there's two parts to this. You don't trade Odell, period. You and
Correct.
I are never going to relent.
Correct.
On you do
Correct.
Not trade Odell, period. But
Yes. Can
you honestly expect if you do, and you are an idiot and trade Odell, can you expect to get more in compensation than what they got? I don't think so. Maybe the higher third round pick, which is like 81, but I mean like a first, a third, and a guy who just went in the first, who's coming off a great season. I mean, Peppers played really well last year. I know he's not like a difference maker in terms of like ball production right now, but arrows pointing up, first round pick, like, you know, that,
sure.
I mean, I don't know that you can, you know what I mean? Like, let's just be okay with the compensation part of it, I think. But at the same time, Gettleman's trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, both can be true,
yeah.
I think. Does that make sense?
I have a hard time believing that you could not get more for Odell Beckham Jr., but
like,
it just doesn't make any sense.
So
like,
first
we talk about
and
this,
second, you think?
We talk about this all the time. Like, hey, what's a player worth?
But
like,
Cooper
what
went
is...
for a first, and...
Okay, Odell's better than him.
Yeah, I know, but you just have to. But they got a player who just went in the first as an ascending player and a third. So I mean, it's like what? I mean, maybe you get a higher third because they did have two. I mean, but I just don't know. Like, I mean, you look at what AB was just traded for. Somebody brought up another. Who was the other receiver? Brandon Cooks. Like, I mean, Odell's better than those guys, younger than AB, but then he also returned more than them. So I don't know. I feel like you got to be okay. I don't know. I feel like the compensation part's fine.
I mean, no, you're not okay with any part of it.
Well, that's the thing. There's two different parts
you,
of it. Like,
but I'm not here to talk about that. I'm just here to slander the guy who traded Odell freaking Beckham Jr. in the prime of his goddamn career.
They got to run him out of town.
How
right? I mean,
stupid are you?
Like, if you're Giants fans, you're not going
he
to games.
He said, what was it, like 8 days ago, John? He said 8 days ago, I didn't sign Odell to trade him?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
You suck.
Yeah. He's the worst. Giants fans got to be losing their minds. I mean, that's
He
awful.
Signed Odell Beckham Jr. to a massive extension.
Yep.
Drafted a running back number 2 overall.
Skipped out on the great quarterback class.
Just Yeah, skipped out on a fantastic quarterback class because he's stubborn as hell. And then a year later, the four best players on his roster are gone. Mm-hmm. Snacks, Collins, Vernon, Beckham Jr., gone.
And, you can, I mean, what all the rest of the, I mean, everything that happened with the defense, they don't even have a good player on that defense right now, other than Pepper.
They trade, guess, hey, what did they trade for Ogletree? Something that Ogletree wasn't worth?
Terrible. And they, and I think they gave money, too. Pretty sure. Yeah, no, I mean, it's been a complete and utter disaster. I mean, even Solder, I get it was a necessity at that point because the tackle class was so weak last year in free agency. But, I mean, it's bad. It's bad. I mean, the Zeitler trade I can get behind, but there's not much that's happened there.
But for what? Like, what's the point of trading for him? I don't know,
What's the point of still having Eli? Like, the whole thing is bad. I mean, the defense is horrible.
My very first tweet when I saw that the news broke was, if they do not draft a quarterback with their first draft pick in this year's NFL draft, that you can never trust a single person that has anything to do with this Giants regime ever again. Ever.
Yeah. I mean,
they're stupid.
I don't disagree with you. I don't think you can trust them anyway. I'd say it's
the biggest lie that we're told is that NFL, the people who are making decisions for NFL teams are there for a reason, and they always know what they're doing.
Right.
It's just not true.
Oh, yeah.
How long has Gettleman been around the league?
Like his whole life? A long time.
And he's still doing stuff like this?
Yeah, well, I think he doesn't know any other way to be. Like, the guy is too stubborn to change the way
but
that
he is. That's what I'm saying. Like, how can you be literally this stubborn?
You're right. And if you are, how are you still given opportunities?
Odell is in every way one of the best superstars in the league, on and off the field.
Yep, he is. He's a true superstar. And so, yeah, 200 viewers, hype. Let's go.
Hype.
All right. People in the chat.
Let's unleash the chat.
Okay, the chat is chirping here. They want to know about Breshad Perryman being a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. He's been signed by both of your favorite teams.
Is it really a thing?
I think it's a thing. I guess it happened. Must have been happened while or been announced while we were. So this guy got 1 year, $4 million. What did he get? Somebody tell us what he got for the Bucs. Somebody tell us what he got on the. In his deal with Tampa Bay. But so this guy, oh man, he got 1 year, $4 million to come back to Cleveland, where he did flash a little bit at the end of the season after being a total bust his whole career. So he got 1 year, $4 million in Tampa. I don't even know. How's that better for him? Like, I don't understand. But anyway, got 1 year, $4 million. They sign Odell. He's like, I'm out. He's like, I'm trying to leave. Like, I want to get out of here. Like, I'm like, all right, bud. Don't let the door hit you.
Because he's not good.
Yeah. Well, the Bucs have him now. So, I mean, he came alive a little bit last year. It's a good scheme fit.
I guess.
Is he going to make the team?
Does it move the needle at all whatsoever?
Who's a lock for the Bucs? Evans, Godwin. Is Watson a lock for next season?
Justin Watson's going to be a lock.
Okay.
And then I guess
so Perryman. Right now looks like he's in. We'll see who they get after, what other move that they make. But you're excited about it then?
No.
No, not at all.
It doesn't do anything for the Bucs.
I truly believe everyone at TDN could run the Giants better than Gettleman. Yeah.
No question.
Fair point.
No question.
Very fair point. Thoughts on D4 to the 49ers? So I like this, dude. I'm excited about this for San Francisco.
Hold on. What? D4.
Yeah. D Ford got traded to the 49ers for a 2020 second round pick. Weird trade. For those of you on the podcast, Trevor looks like he's about to vomit.
What? John,
the Chiefs have no pass rushers,
John,
brother.
Help me, please, because the last 48 hours have just been an absolute mind F for me on every way that the NFL prioritizes, analyzes, and pays some of these players. I don't understand it. How can you sit here and give D Ford, because they gave him the franchise tag, right?
Yeah.
So they gave him the franchise tag. So they're paying him a top percentage as a pass rusher.
The Chiefs. Are you asking if the Chiefs are? The 49ers gave him a new deal. The 49ers gave him a new deal, yeah.
Right. No, that's happening. But, like, the Chiefs franchise tagged this guy, and they were giving him a top percentage of a pass rusher deal, and then they traded him for a second-round pick?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? How?
They didn't want him to hit the market, I guess.
I assume it's the 49ers. Niners pick.
Okay, yeah. Well, wait, I couldn't hear you. What happened?
Yeah.
What
just happened? No, I think, I mean, the 49, if you're the 49ers, you go into this and you're like, okay, we need this pass rusher. We need this to be our guy, period. Like, you know, they don't have one, and they haven't had one, honestly, for a while. Like,
this is a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Niners.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's absolutely obvious deal that needs to be done. I think the 49ers have needed that type of a pass rusher. There really weren't that many available on the market, especially the type of rusher they needed. Trey Flowers, Preston Smith, those really wasn't their type of player. So, honestly, like, in my opinion, this was as good as it was going to get for San Francisco unless they were going to go that route in the draft, and they still could go that route in the draft. I think that, you know, that's the way to look at it from San Francisco's perspective, but from Kansas City's perspective.
Who's not trading a second-round pick for Dee Ford?
I don't know. I mean,
am I missing something here, dude?
I mean, I guess teams will look at it like this. He didn't do anything in 2015. In 2016, he started to break out. He got hurt second half of the season. Like, he was not that great because he was playing injured with the hamstrings, and he missed some time, too. 2017, he only played six games, and then he broke out in 2018 big time. I think that breakout would have happened sooner had he not been banged up this whole time. So I think he's been good this whole time. Health could be a concern because he's missed good chunks of two seasons, but... yeah, I'm giving up a second rounder for Dee Ford, and they say he doesn't fit the new 4-3, but he's rushed with his hand in the ground before. Like, I don't understand why that's a big deal. Like,
I don't understand how.
I mean, Chiefs are literally just don't care about defense right now, man. Like, they don't. Like, I don't know what the hell is.
I mean, it's the new age of football. You don't have to.
You don't have to care about pass rushers and corners?
No, I think apparently you do. Not. No, you don't. Best game we saw this year was like 54-52 or whatever. So
we're about to find out here, I think, because, man.
I can't believe D4 got traded for a second-round pick.
Why didn't the Steelers do it?
What I'm saying. Wide receivers just got traded for first-round picks.
But the problem is he had to get the new deal,
pass rushers not?
Yeah, the problem is he had to get the new deal on top of it. So,
okay, so you're drafting a good pass rusher and paying them.
Right, but for like a team like Pittsburgh, they couldn't pay. Like, he's getting $17 million a year. They don't have enough space to do that right now. I mean, you can always make space, I guess, but like, I don't know. I mean, what would you have traded like a first-round pick if you're Tampa? Would you trade a first-round pick for D4?
Not five. I wouldn't trade five.
2020 first round pick,
but since they traded
a 2020.
I mean, like, I'd trade more than a second rounder. Like, I'd trade Tampa's second rounder and like then
a fourth?
I don't know, like a fourth and a fifth or something. Like, I'm not trading Tampa's first because it's number five overall, and I'm not trading a top five pick. But
a 2020 first.
That's kind of weird to me that he went.
Yeah.
If you're an edge team and Dee Ford's sitting there and the Chiefs are willing to trade him for a second rounder, I don't understand how every team in the NFL didn't pick up the phone and put in an offer. Now, maybe they did because the 49ers have, what, pick 36? So I guess, you know, like, they have the higher one anyways. So maybe the rest of the teams in the NFL actually did call and make trades about it, but the 49ers is like the highest second
well,
rounder.
Well, no, this is a 2020 second rounder. It's not even a 2019 second rounder.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, I'm back to being just fully triggered. Then,
yeah,
just I'm back to being fully triggered.
Don't blame you. Let's get back to the chat.
Off
here.
The ledge there for a second.
Nope.
We were about to recalibrate.
It's a 2020,
and I am back.
Press F in the chat. What? I don't know what for, but also press F for Cam Newton. What was that? To get Cam Newton more protection, press F. What's up with Hassan Reddick? I think he just sucks.
All right, there you go.
Cardinals just playing the long con when they have a rookie quarterback contract. Cardinals have been weird, right? Like, this is a really strange kind of – everything they've done has been – I mean, they've added veterans, like old guys like Terrell Suggs, and, you know, I'm just not really sure what's going on. Like, they feel like – they can win now, but at the same time, they've gotten better. Like, Jordan Hicks is a good pickup for them, and I don't mind Suggs as long as you're not – I mean, that's a – you know, I'm always a fan of getting guys who know how to rush the passer and can still do it. I mean, I think he should be your third edge, but you know, I think that's a fine pickup. And Robert Alford's had some good years. I like that pickup. And Arizona's kind of done some all right things. I mean,
people are super pumped that the Bucks got Rashad Perryman.
Why? Don't understand that.
I don't know. Is there something about Rashad Perryman that we're not getting?
No, for sure not. He's not good. But he did flash a tiny bit for the Browns last season late, like the last game or two. So, I mean, it's possible.
Okay.
It's possible there's something there.
Hey, how about pass rusher Anthony Barr going from the Jets? Jets finally get their pass rusher.
I didn't know if you wanted to hear me dunk on this topic anymore after you got an earful of it all day and yesterday on the pod, but... This one felt good, brother. This one felt good. What a stupid turn of event. The whole thing just is... It was probably my favorite thing that happened because of the tweets that it inspired. People were like, Greg Williams asked him to put his testicles in the C gap, and Barr said, nah. Take it off Hard Knocks. I was dying. And then... I had some funny innuendo I put on Twitter. Like, he went in and Greg was like, So Twitter tells me you're a pass rusher. And he's like, no, I'm a linebacker. Greg was like, linebacker? No, he said, and he's like, no, I'm a linebacker. He's like, well, get that foul. Like,
yeah, get the hell out of here. You and Darren Leak can just start cleaning your locker next to each other. You can get out. You get the hell out of here.
It's just a totally bizarre. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, I guess Barr just changed his mind. I mean, but
yeah,
I don't know. Weird, but. At the same time, like, Barr probably changed his mind because he was like, I'm not a pass rusher. Like,
that, look, man, like,
what am I going to do?
Now, we obviously have no idea. It's not like I have a source on this or anything, but like, I would think that there's probably a good chance that he agreed to the terms and then, like, got a phone call from Williams or from his defensive line coach or something. And they were like, yeah, we're excited for you to be a pass rusher. And he was like, hold up, folks.
Yeah.
Hold on there.
I'm
got
just
too
not,
much dip on your chip, you know?
I'm just not good at this, man. Like, I
hold
know,
on there.
I don't know who y'all think I am, but I am not Khalil Mack. Like, this just isn't how this works. But, yeah, that was a great moment. John, how does it feel that the Steelers and Browns are switching spots? Been prepared for it, honestly. Predicted this day, at least on the Steelers side of things. I wasn't totally prepared for the Browns to go all in or anything here. But, yeah, I mean, Steelers are really strong. Steelers are having a terrible offseason, though. I mean, like, fandom aside, like, it's just been bad from top to bottom, man. Like, I mean, they got Steven Nelson, whatever, like, doesn't move the needle. You know, Chickalo's back inexplicably. They aren't aggressive in free agency, and they aren't good enough to not be aggressive in free agency or in a trade situation. They just don't know how to be that way. Like, they don't have that urgency about them as an organization because they've not really needed to have it. But when you draft terribly, you have to have it, and they just don't.
Who did you want him to sign in free agency?
Jordan Hicks would have been great. Roby would have been good because
oh yeah.
I think
well, they offered Roby.
Yeah, they offered Roby. I was happy about that at least they offered him. Sounded
Roby's
like he
like no, I'm good.
He wanted to bet on himself, like 1 year, $10 million instead of 3 years, $10 million or whatever. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I guess if you think you're going to get 15 next year, go ahead. But I don't know. But yeah, I mean, so. So they tried to do something. They inquired about Tyro. But that's the thing. They never close the deal. Like, they just don't get it done. Like, that's just not how they are. They have super strict rules, and it usually means that the other teams will be more desperate. And that works out fine if you draft great. You know what I mean? Like, that is okay if you've drafted really well and built a really good team. Right now, that's not what the Steelers have. They missed the playoffs. They've lost talent. They're not moving in the right direction as an organization, but they are. Here's the thing, Trevor, and I don't mean this in a rude way. Like Tampa people, like Tampa Bay fans, won't understand this, and like a lot of fans won't understand this. And in some ways, it's a benefit because y'all can recognize when you've messed up and made a mistake, and say, okay, it's time to turn a page.
We know what those look like.
Steelers just don't have that, man. Like, you're talking about the most stable organization. Like, things have been good basically forever. I mean, even the dark time were followed by unbelievable winning time. You know, it's just, there's not a lot to get down about with the Steelers organization. So when things are bad and are moving in the wrong direction, recognizing that is so much more difficult for them because they've never seen it before. They don't even know what it looks like. So they're just like, no, everything will be fine. We'll be good. And that's how they approached last offseason, and they missed the playoffs. And that's how they're approaching this offseason, and they're going to miss the playoffs again. So that's my thoughts. Enough ranting about the Steelers. I know the fans hate that.
Didn't somebody want to know about Adam Humphries or something?
Yeah, Adam Humphries, Titans, what are they getting in Adam Humphries?
He's one of the most reliable receivers in the NFL. I mean, he's not super dynamic. He's basically like it, when you give Adam Humphries the eye test,
yeah,
what you think you're going to get is exactly what you're going to get. He's got super sure hands. He's a super hard worker. He's great on his routes. He's a good blocker. He's a team first guy. Locker room will love him. He's super cool. He's just not, I mean, like, he's not overly dynamic. I mean, when he was on punt returns, he was on punt returns because he was a safe guy. You know, it's not like he was DeSean Jackson out there, but, I mean, he's good. If you use him, he will be plenty reliable. It's just kind of weird now because they have Tyrod Taylor and Adam Humphries and they're very different slot players, but maybe they'll get creative with it. I don't know. So,
yeah. I don't know what Tyrod Taylor's future even holds. I'm not even sure I'd consider him a lock to make it, to be honest. He's been super disappointing there. What?
No, he's fine.
You're very lenient.
He's fine.
Adam Humphries' eye test equals Cole Beasley. Saw that one coming.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Where's Le'Veon going? No idea. Help. Let us know. Yeah, seriously. wherever he's going, it's for a lot less money than he thought he was getting.
Going to hell like the rest of us, brother.
Thoughts on Trey Flowers signing and other Lions signings? I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I like the Flowers deal. I don't care about the money. You're going to pay for pass rushers. He's a good,
Lions
reliable,
signed a bunch of people.
Solid
Hold on,
player.
Let me look at this.
Like, I'm really okay with the Trey Flowers deal. Like, you're paying him a ton of money. Like, in a couple years, there'll be pass rushers making more. Cap goes up every year. Like, this is just the way it is. Like, you at least my thing, and I said this on Twitter, don't pay for bad or average players. Don't pay them a lot of money for a long time. Don't pay for injured or old players for a lot of money for a long time. But if you're paying young players who've been productive, who've been solid, consistent, been on the field, they were good, clearly. Like, Trey Flowers is good. He's not going to suddenly become bad. Like, you're not going to regret that deal, I don't think.
Right.
That's my big thing with
Justin that. Coleman's another one that they signed.
Justin Coleman.
Good sign.
He's a good nickel corner. I mean, you can argue whether they overpaid him or not, but
well, I mean, like, I don't really care. You need nickel corners today, right? So they're starting corners. I don't really care. Yeah.
Amendola's a good dude. Amendola, I mean, it's a third receiver for them. What Amendola does to me is gives them flexibility. They don't have to go into the season with him as the number three guy or even like a lock or anything like that, but at the same time, you know he can start for you if you need to. You see how the draft unfolds, you evaluate kind of where you're at with the roster and everything, and you make moves from there. But you have to have guys like that so you don't back into the corner when you get to the draft. That's the biggest thing. He doesn't
draft
anybody, I don't think. But
can we have a moment of silence for what was the Baltimore Ravens as we knew it?
Yeah, I mean, I have mixed feelings about it. Suggs is declining. You have to move on at some point. I mean, Weddle, I get
it.
No,
you never do.
Older, it is what it is. Mosley, honestly, I mean, the dude just got $17 million, dude. Like, Mosley, to play off-ball linebacker. I just can't. Like, there's no way they were bringing him back. They're not that dumb. So, I mean, did they get a little bit worse? Sure. I still feel pretty decent about ball. Like, I think Baltimore's defense will still be good. You know what I'm saying? Like, that secondary is still good. That corner group is really good.
I feel like this year's free agency, more than other free agencies that I've followed closely, is like, when you're at a poker table and you've got two good cards right off the bat, three cards come out, you like what you're doing, but then like everybody else, it's not even that, like you get your two cards at the beginning, you're like, oh, okay, like I like what I got here. And then everybody else bets like an absolute moron before the first three cards even come out. And just raise the price of like to even play the game.
Yeah,
that's what I feel like free agency was this year. Because like the Ravens, would have loved to have CJ Mosley back. But like when CJ Mosley's agent came back and went, "Hey, they're giving us $17 million a year," Baltimore's probably like,
"What are we? paying that.
Why?
Trey Flowers just basically got that like a tiny bit more.
Here's the thing though, like." CJ Mosley is like a good player. So like you want to be able to keep good players, but if teams around the league are out here like doing dumb things with their money and not allowing you to have good players, you just have to hope that you not spending the money there will benefit you in the long run as opposed to just hurt both sides. Because, right. like, at the end of the day, you could go, hey, we made the right move not paying him that much sure. money.
But it doesn't mean you didn't get worse.
Right. You also have to replace him.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, that's – there's such a catch-22 with it. Mm-hmm. And it's – like I said, like, I feel like good teams in the NFL, smart teams, are playing poker at a table with a bunch of really stupid teams who are ruining the game for
right.
them.
Right. So, wait, are y'all telling us in the chat that Justin Houston just signed with the Giants? Because that would be the dumbest stuff I've ever heard. Tell me if this is true, folks. Did Justin Houston just sign with the Giants? That man had nobody else in. I mean, like, this is... Oh, Cole Beasley's dragging the Cowboys on Twitter? Man,
we no way, is he?
Well, apparently we're missing some good... Okay, no, false. Justin Houston did not sign with the Giants. Somebody put that in okay. the chat.
Okay, come on.
Miss Lina, we're counting on y'all for news here.
Can't do that to us. All right, I'm looking up Cole Beasley stuff because I'm going to read this live on the air.
Yeah, no. They didn't sign... I was going to say, Justin Houston's going to an expansion franchise? This is a trick. Bees is getting after the Cowboys, apparently. I'm here for that. While you're looking up that, somebody asked about the Packers signings. I'm a fan for sure. Way too much money for Za'Darius Smith. No doubt about that in my mind. He will help them. You have to evaluate that in terms of the cost, though. Bringing in Preston Smith. I don't think I even saw Preston Smith's numbers. Who else did they say? Oh, Adrian Amos deal I loved. That's a terrific deal for Green Bay. I think Preston Smith helps you more than Za'Darius Smith, to be honest. But Za'Darius is still a good player. It's just, I mean, they gave him a huge contract. He just isn't worth that. I know everybody says breakout year. He played a lot on the inside, and honestly, even though he's a solid player there, he did luck into some sacks, schemed into some sacks, and so I don't know. Like, he's a good player, but I wouldn't want to have him for that cost. But overall, I mean, Packers got better for sure. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I don't think he's dragging anybody unless he deleted tweets and I can't see him, but like, so basically, somebody said, big mistake for Cole Beasley. Bills can't win, and they won't win. And Beasley said, I was at the Cowboys for 7 years. We didn't win either. I'll be all right.
Oh,
so, I mean,
that's decent, yeah.
I mean, like, he's literally just saying facts. The Cowboys
sure, but,
didn't win.
Right, sure, but come on.
And as long as they have Dak works. Prescott, they're not going to win.
Yeah. Trevor, whatever. Kyle wants to know who you think signs Tippitus.
Hopefully the Dolphins, Kyle.
who have the Bucks offered and missed out on? Anybody? Anybody Bucks have gone after? I know they kinda wanted Quan back, but not really. They wanted Quan back until they saw the numbers and they were like, okay.
I am sure that they talked to Tyrann Mathieu, but like, look, man, here's the thing about the Bucks, and I wrote about this after the combine. They had $16 million going into the offseason and then immediately signed Donovan Smith.
Right. Yeah.
So then they had, yeah. guess what? $3 million going into the tampering period. And Bruce Arians and Jason Light got up at the podium and they're like, yeah, we'd love Quan back. We want Gerald McCoy back. We're going to get Deshaun back. We're going to sign Tyrann Mathieu. I mean, everybody just come on down. And I'm like, shut up. Come on, man.
I know
they were just saying what they needed to say, though. So I'm just teasing. I'm messing right. with them. But like, Bucks fans are very used to having a lot of cap and being able to do a lot of things. And like this year they did not have cap. So like they have the Bucks like cannot do anything
mm-hmm.
other than sign Breshad Perriman and a kicker and a punter, apparently.
Somebody said you're pissed tonight and you've been drinking.
I have?
That's what they said.
No, I have not been drinking.
You're fired up, but I don't know about that.
No, I have not been drinking.
Matt
probably
Paradis,
should.
Matt, yeah, should after Gettleman. Matt Paradis to Carolina. I love the move. I really do. I liked a lot more moves today than I liked the first day. People are like,
for
you're
sure.
so negative after the first day. I'm like, well, yeah, look at free agency. Like,
right.
look back in
right.
2 years. Tell me how many of these deals work out. Hardly any of them. And definitely mm-hmm. not most of the big ones. So, yeah, that's why. Paradis to Carolina, though, yeah, I mean, it's good. I mean, he's got to stay healthy. Same thing with Mitch Morris. But both those guys are good. When they're healthy, both of those guys are very good players. Top 10 centers in the league. They just got to stay healthy. And I think for Morris especially, I was surprised.
I wanted Morris to go to Tampa Bay, but you know, can't have nice things.
Yeah, no, I mean it would have been a great pickup for sure. But they just signed Jensen, so I don't.
Right, but like I would have no problem putting Morris at right guard.
Yeah, he did play guard, I think, in his past. Right, I mean, he played tackle too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so he's got some versatility. But do we think D Ford moves make the 49ers lean more towards Bosa or Williams in the draft? Still don't see Williams as a likely spot in San Francisco, a likely pick in San Francisco. I think Bosa's still top guy in San. I wouldn't know why they changed from that. I mean, Bosa, D Ford, Buckner, Armstead, Solomon Thomas. Cassius March, I think, is back too as your fourth rusher. That's a good four, you know, that. All right, brother. Now we're cooking a little bit in San Francisco.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, that's a pretty good group. So they should still have Bosa first. What teams are actually calling Jacksonville about Bortles? I'm pretty sure the AAF. Can't they call?
Yeah, there's no way anybody's calling about Bortles for anything.
Can't the AAF call? Yeah, there's no chance. No way Bortles gets traded for anything. I mean, anybody who does that is just...
Very excited for Bortles to be the quarterback of my Birmingham Iron next week.
Do they need him that bad? Do they need a quarterback that bad?
Yeah, Luis Perez sucks.
Go to the bottom of the well.
Yeah, Luis Perez sucks now.
Wait, weren't you a fan of somebody else? Were you always Iron?
Yeah.
Oh, you wish you were Apollo's then last week. And you said South Carolina was the greatest college. Isn't that?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that happened on your.
All right. Yeah, it did.
Just want to make sure for the Gators fans in the chat, press F for Trevor.
Yeah, don't lose bets, friends. Don't,
a bet?
Don't make bets. Don't Wait, make
wasn't,
bets.
It wasn't
don't
your actual
bets.
Opinion. I
no,
thought,
no, I thought, we're going to move on.
All right, I
we're
thought it was. On here. All right. Trevor's pissed about D Ford. Somebody said that's true. Is Donovan Smith really worth that money? You've talked about this. It's kind of the reality for tackles. He's not worth the money, but what you
I mean, he's not, but he is, right? I mean, like this, you have to pay offensive tackles. Like, that's just the way that it is. Like, the way that you can look at an off-ball linebacker and say, man, we really like this guy. We'd love him to be back on our team, but another team might just, like, have a skyrocketing price above him. You can afford to be like, damn, I ain't paying that. Like, y'all are crazy. Like, you can't do that with offensive tackles, especially in a situation like Tampa, because over the next two off seasons, you would have had to then replace left tackle immediately, replace right guard immediately, and then DeMar Dotson's done next year, so you'd have to replace right tackle immediately next year. So you're talking about coming into a new regime with a new head coach, and you're going to replace three of your starting offensive linemen? It's just not happening, guys.
Especially with other needs, too.
It just can't. You know? Yeah, that just cannot be a thing. That can't be a thing for any team. So. Yeah.
No,
the
I mean,
Bills. Do the Bills have like an entirely new offensive line at this point?
Who they signed? Ty and Sicky.
I might not have it all in front of me.
Dawkins. Oh yeah, they saw. Mills is gonna be.
They had more. They have Morris, and they have Morris, Spencer Long.
Oh, Spencer Long. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if Long will start. He could start one of the. I mean, I would.
Sean McCoy said he was a big fan of the fat boys getting money. That's what his words were. I mean, always love it when the fat boys get money.
He should be, because last year he couldn't do anything and they couldn't run the ball a lick. So my guess is, I'm not sure how it's going to shake out. Honestly, they're going to compete. I bet Wyatt Teller's going to have a shot to start at one of the guards.
Hey, Morris
will obviously start at center, but that's all my gun deal asks.
Did you see the tweet yesterday? That was like DeSean Jackson looking at LeSean McCoy in Buffalo, and it's that video of that guy who sees the cat like trapped inside the store, and he's like, I'm going to get you out of there. If it's the last thing I do, I'm going to get you out of there.
He's like, just hang on. I was dying. I'd never seen that video before.
Eagles are going to get the whole band back together, bro. Mike Vick's going to come out of retirement. Macklin's going to come on down. They're all going to come out, dude.
Wow, a little Freddie Mitchell action.
Damn.
Somebody asked me if I don't like Malik Jackson. No, I like Malik Jackson. I said on Twitter today that I thought Sheldon Richardson was better than Malik Jackson. And I fully believe that, and he got paid more too. So, but yeah, no, I think Malik Jackson definitely helps you. Problem is, Malik Jackson was down last year, and Sheldon Richardson wasn't. Sheldon Richardson had two good years. Now, nobody wants to sign Sheldon Richardson long term. I get that. It's really weird because I feel like he's like everywhere he goes, he seems like he's pretty well liked. So it's a little bit strange that like He hasn't. I mean, Seattle wanted to sign him long term, and they didn't. That was all the reports. Minnesota wanted to sign him. Everybody was saying at the end of the season, Minnesota really wanted to bring him back. They didn't. I don't know what the story is there. Browns just signed him for 3 years. So, yeah, I think Malik Jackson will bounce back, though, definitely, especially in Philly. But, yeah, he was not very good last year at all. So, I mean, he still has that pass rush ability, athleticism, but he wasn't a consistent down-to-down player. He was bad against the run. And so, yeah, I mean, that, it's a riskier move for sure, whereas I think Richardson's more consistent. You know what you're getting. Like, I mean, people say when he was with the Jets, he took plays off, but I haven't really seen that over the last 2 years. So I think he kind of, I mean, the Jets thing's really deteriorated for a lot of guys. Let's just put it that way.
Rashad Perryman had 16 catches last year.
Yeah, these people are wild.
They think he's going to be like the Deshaun replacement. Maybe he will. I don't care. I don't know.
What edge do you see making it to 29 or late second for the Chiefs?
Ja'Kai Polite.
Yes, but one that they'll actually take. Ja'Kai Polite kind of D Ford-esque, if we're being honest. They're not going to take him, man. They're going to 4-3 defense. They traded D Ford because they didn't think he was a fit. They're not going to see Polite as a fit. They're hoping Cleveland Farrell's there.
How do you look at your already bad defense?
Oh, brother. Listen, you already told us.
One player. Sorry, they have Eric Berry. I'm sorry.
No, not really. I mean, they do when he's on the field. But I mean, I just
look at the one player and go,
we're going to run
this scheme that doesn't work for you.
Spags has his guys, man. Like
Spags,
he's been a big DN guy, so we'll see the kind of the mold that he goes to. But I think honestly, Cleveland Farrell has Spags written all over him, like all over him. I feel like that kind of player.
But I don't think he'll last that long.
Oh, he'll be there.
No, he won't.
He'll be there at 29.
You think he'll be there at 29?
Yes.
Get out of town.
No, he'll be
pack
there.
Your bags.
Listen, how many guys are going high?
And physically get out of town.
It's a bold take, but I think he'll be there. I'm on the pod to make bold takes, brother. Thoughts on Akeem Butler being a good fit for the Steelers, John? Yes, terrific fit for the Steelers. It should be the player that they select, I believe, based on who I expect to be on the board at that point. In the end, Brandon Graham was cheap for 2 years, $24 million. Yes, he was. He's also older, so he was probably. I mean, he probably could have made more if he hit the market, yeah. Which is so weird. The whole Brandon Graham thing was bizarre. He talked like, I'm not getting a discount, like, so they better offer me big money or I'm going to walk. And, like, everybody expected me to walk. Like, every Philly person I knew thought he was going to leave. And then he didn't even go to free agency. He was just like, yeah, I'm coming back. So, oh, well. I mean, I'm glad Philly's been his spot. You know, people thought he was gone from Philly so many times, man, in the early years. And he just kept hanging on, became a good player. They think he's going to be gone now, and he's back. So, I can dig it.
Let's fire off. How much time? We don't got that much time left to do.
Okay, what do you want?
Just like go through and fire off as many questions as you can. I want to try to not forget.
Contract details for the Landon Collins deal.
It was $45 million guaranteed, right?
It was like $84 million overall. It was something crazy. Yeah. $14 million a year or something.
5 years, $85 million or whatever something. Those numbers are. And he got $45 million guaranteed, which is the second best defensive back contract in the NFL.
Straight up stupid. Washington is, I mean, he's a solid player, but it just doesn't make any sense.
I love Landon Collins. Like, let's get that through everybody's head right now. I love Landon Collins.
He's good. I mean,
$5 million guaranteed is crazy.
Yeah, it's absolutely stupid. There's just no way. You got to be like the best ball production safety in the league to do that. And I know 2 years ago he had a good year of ball production, but he didn't at Alabama for any of his years there. Hasn't for any of his other years in the NFL. That's not his game. He lucked into some picks. He had a good year. Like, give him that credit for that. But it's not like it was his most recent year, fellas. Like, we kind of know what Landon Collins is. The larger sample size screams he's a good, solid player who has some matchups he can't win, and he's not going to make a ton of plays on the ball. You cannot give big money to safeties like that. Meanwhile, Packers sign Adrian Amos for a big discount compared to that.
Yeah, and Adrian Amos.
Honestly, Adrian Amos is probably going to have a very similar impact to Landon Collins. Like, he's that solid of a player, that underrated.
No, Adrian Amos is really good.
Like, I'm not saying he is quite as good as Landon Collins, but the impact will be felt the same way, I feel like. I think it's that kind of a player. So, cornerbacks, the Bucs may be interested. Anybody be out there? You think they might pick up?
No.
Not
that I know of off the top of my head.
Bucs.
I mean, like, people want him to sign a veteran corner, but
people are talking about Chris Jones. He doesn't play on the edge for the Chiefs. Sorry. Breland Speaks. Hey, we finally got a defense for Breland Speaks, though. Let's go. Like, that pick makes sense. The whole time Andy Reid knew he was going to get rid of What's-His-Face, hire Steve Spagnuolo, and the whole defense was going to change, and he could have a fat D-end. Like, he knew the whole time it was going to be fine. Makes complete sense to me now. I mean, if it was in round five, it would make sense. But
fat D-end, come on, man.
Chiefs should sign Nick Perry. I mean,
why?
What? He's not good. He's hurt all the time, and he doesn't really play that hard.
You and I think like roughly 6% of all football players are good.
Listen, people think I'm super critical. You just don't say it as often on Twitter. Like, but we know
because I would much rather be the guy who goes, "Wow, can you
look at
John,
this guy
hating ass John over there?"
You're lying in Indy.
At the front of the line of the mob.
Your line in Indy was, "Well, yeah, when anybody said anything, well, yeah." That's obvious take. I've said that for years. Your motto on your gravestone someday, it's going to say, "I've often said this." That's going to be what's on your...
I mean, I have.
Fans of Chicago signings.
Chicago sign. Let me look.
Brother, who did... I'm trying to remember. I feel dumb now. Go a corner. Who they sign?
Chicago Bears signed Mike Davis and Buster Skrine.
Oh, that's why I couldn't remember. Skrine is a non-factor to me. McManus might beat him out. I don't know what they paid him.
Buster Skrine's got the best hair in the NFL.
Mike Davis is all right, brother. Like, if they get rid of Jordan Howard, I think they'll be fine. Mike Davis can play a little bit. I don't know what happened to him when he got to Seattle. He shed some pounds, I think, but he was good there.
I thought Mike Davis was good in college, so I don't know.
Yeah, then he was like horrible early in the NFL, and then he came alive. Packers going to draft wide receiver and tight end in the first round after today. I think the chances go up for sure. I wouldn't rule out edge for them still. Chiefs trade for Pierre Paul and help the Bucks free up some cap space. What do you think, Trevor? Better scheme
there's
fit
a big,
for Paul
there's a big,
with Bucks going to 3-4.
Like,
Bucks got, yeah, he got big, traded from the Giants because they were going to 3-4 and he wasn't a fit.
All right, can you let me talk now?
Sorry.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
There's a big conspiracy theory with the Bucks fans right now about getting rid of Jason Pierre-Paul because you want to stay ahead of the curve of when a guy is going to like become washed up, especially at a position that's such a premium with like pass rusher. So they're basically saying that like Jason Pierre-Paul is not going to duplicate the same thing that he did last year in the 3-4 system, and he's aging. So just trade him now and get the best value out of him instead of sitting there and waiting and like waiting for him to decline and then just having to cut him later. So I get it, but like that's not happening.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
not trading Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah. No,
it's
I,
not happening.
Yeah. I mean,
Jason Pierre-Paul is
really.
The first player to get double-digit sacks for the Buccaneers since Simeon freaking Rice.
You would riot if they traded him, right?
I mean, I wouldn't riot. Like I said, like I would get it because they're trying to play chess like years ahead. But like, if they don't have Jason Pierre-Paul, tell me who they have on the edge. Carl Nassib and
yeah. Nothing.
And
I don't even know. Golson.
Noah Spence.
What's his name? Yeah, he's getting cut, so.
100%, yeah.
Vinny Curry. Nah, he got cut, brother. Or
he got cut.
Yeah. He ain't even getting signed by anybody, right? Or did anybody pick
right.
him up?
No.
I don't even want him.
So.
Jeez. Somebody asked.
Any other ones?
Oh, they said Cordarrelle Patterson also went to the Bears, which I like. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hard for me to believe that. I mean, they didn't get a ton of money, so he'll be
running back Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah. Will anybody as much out of him as New England did? Probably not, but he, if there's an offensive mind who knows how to use him, it will be Matt Nagy.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I like
fair.
The fit in that.
Also
in that.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody doesn't like McManus. I thought McManus played all right. I mean, I only watched like two games of him after he took Callahan's spot, but he was good in those games. I don't know. Maybe I missed something. Okay, finish it off with Where will Fitzmagic sign this offseason?
No, somebody... we're not ending on this question. You've got to, you're in the chat right now, ask the best question you can possibly come up with.
How is Fitzmagic not that question?
Well, I mean, like, we'll answer the Fitzmagic one, but I also just wanted to pose that to see what people would come up with.
While we are discussing that, ask in the chat your best question and we'll pick the winner. Fitzmagic, where's he going? Well, let's just talk about Miami for a second. They're interested in Teddy Bridgewater, but they're not that interested in Teddy Bridgewater. They still somehow have Ryan Tannehill on the roster. I am so confused. Why? What do we even, like,
Miami might be a good, Fitzpatrick would be a really good signing for Miami.
I mean, why not, right? Because at this point, they're going to suck this year. They've fully committed to the suck. So,
just take
a bridge quarterback for a year. But if you're Fitzpatrick, why do you want to go there? Like,
they are doing whatever they can to get Tua next year.
Maybe. Or one of the top quarterbacks, whoever they see as the top guy. The rumors are already that they like Herbert, but I'm not buying anything this early. Well, we got a couple.
We got a couple bangers of the last one.
Yeah, got some good ones. All listen to the Le'Veon Bell album tonight on the stream. Hell no.
Wait, what?
He drops a new album at midnight, like 5 minutes.
Le'Veon Bell does?
Yeah. He's probably going to reveal the team in one of the tracks or some stupid. Who do you hate the most at TDN?
Who do I hate the most at TDN? Brad, because he's the Northeast sports fan of like every team, and I have to hate it.
Brad, the biggest homer on staff, no question.
I mean, like,
hope you're in the chat, Brad.
Truly love you, Brad. I really do. But you just, I hate all of your teams.
Yeah, that's true. And I hate all. Who's a Cowboys and a Patriots fan? Like, brother.
Brad Kelly.
Brother.
Oh, our man. Wide receiver guru.
Unbelievable. Brad Kelly. Unbelievable. Who's the biggest douche on TDN staff other than Kyle? Great question. I thought Kyle's just assumed. People don't know. Kyle is not a douche at all in person. Like, he just has that way about him on Twitter. Like,
he just likes to clap back at people on Twitter.
Yeah, like.
But that's his brand.
That's his brand, exactly. But, like, if you knew, like, Kyle's probably, like, the nicest, sweetest guy out of all of us, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he drove me to the airport a year ago when he didn't have to, and
he's never it up to you.
He totally let me hear about it a year later.
He's never mentioned it. But, yeah, no, he's, Kyle, no, that's his brand, man. Like, that's just his brand. Like, yeah, it is his hair. Somebody says, it's his hair. Yeah, the whole thing. I mean, but, like, if you ever need, like, Kyle give you the shirt off his back type of dude for sure. All right, so maybe, why are we so high on Brian Burns? Let's finish with this one. Because he's good. The end. Done. No, I mean his athletic traits check out. Like,
yeah, it's hard not to like Brian Burns because he's a guy that, I mean, he's had success both standing up and hand on the ground. Like, he's a taller, lankier defensive end that has some flexibility to him. Obviously at the combine he could prove he could still be athletic at 250 pounds. That was a big question mark for us. I mean, he's got a nice inside move. He knows how to get around the edge and get up and under offensive tackles arms and dip the shoulder and all this kinds of stuff. Like, Brian Burns just a really great player, man. Yeah. I think he's clearly one of the top 10 players in this class that is just not getting talked about as if a top 10 pass rusher should be. Do you feel that way too?
Yeah. I mean, he's got the tape.
Weird to me.
He's got the tape. He's got the traits. He's got the production. He's got the pedigree coming from that Power 5 conference. Played good competition. Now he has the size. We'll see. Maybe if there's questions about whether he could stay there, but I don't know, man. Like, what are you really hoping to see with Brian Burns that you don't get at this point? Like, he's age too. He's also one of the youngest players in the draft. So,
right.
I don't know. Yeah, he's
I don't know why he's not getting way more hype than he is.
Yeah, and I have no idea where he's going off the board. Like, I feel really confident Josh Allen's going high. Bosa, you know, a lot of those guys, like, but I just have no, I don't know where Brian Burns go. Like,
I'm with you.
I think he does go top 20, but
oh my God, if he doesn't go top 20,
Right, it'd be crazy.
It just wouldn't make any sense.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Who goes first? I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
To end the podcast.
Sweater him.
Who goes higher? Brian Burns or Montez Sweat?
It's such a mistake if Sweat goes higher, in my opinion.
But who goes higher?
I tend to think it'll be Sweat.
I do, too. Man. I do, too.
Team's going to regret that, baby. I'm telling you. It's going to be the whole Davenport Landry thing all over again here, which I can't wait to heat up in year two, I think. But, I mean, Landry's – I mean, Sweat's a good player. I think
Brian Burns is – Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian Burns. I just wouldn't pick him over Burns.
Yeah, he's different, so – All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's our thoughts on free agency, some draft-related stuff as well. Got to a lot of your questions. This was a great episode live on Twitch. We've really enjoyed doing these. Probably keep it up at least once a week. The people are outstanding and ask a lot of great questions and interaction. Wish we could get to a lot more of it than we get to. But
I'm not wearing this hat next time. It itches.
Yeah, Trevor's wearing Santa Claus hat still. He's done it throughout the entire show. And you're
Merry Christmas, Cleveland.
Yeah, you guys won the week already. We can just wrap it up now. But we'll have more thoughts tomorrow on free agency, how it impacts the draft, and more moving forward as we will all week. So until then, keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.